This would have been a great announcement if he had made it after his stroke in 2016. But he clung to power, and now that he's been removed by coup d'etat, he says he's going to stay out of politics. It's too late for him.
In his renunciation, he said he doesn't want to pose any threat to the transition government. What do you make of this?
Well, there's two or three things that this can be about. But before I hypothesize why he's doing that, the context is he was re-elected and re-elected and re-elected with a party called the Parti Démocratique Gabonais. That party has been dissolved. So were he in any way to try to re-enter political life, the party machine that manufactured those elections is gone. Perhaps he is trying to send a message to the regime that he is friendly because his wife and his oldest son, Sylvia Nordine, have been under house arrest. And their lawyers claim that they've been tortured as the new regime is trying to hunt down the offshore bank accounts and non-disclosed beneficiary trusts that the Bongo dynasty has had hidden everywhere around the world, like treasure. Perhaps he's trying to send a message that he's not going to do anything because he'd like to maybe liberate his wife and his son. But as far as being a threat, he has no military power. He no longer has any support from France or the United States or any foreign power. It's a completely empty gesture.
He says he understands that despite the achievements made under his rule, too many Gabonese people are still suffering, and this remains his greatest regret. Your thoughts?
Yes, well, he should have regret, because that was a country with billions and billions and billions of dollars of oil revenues and a very small population, now 2 million people. It should have been the Kuwait of Africa. And instead, his father, but in addition, his son Nordine, siphoned all of that oil wealth off, brought it up into London, into Paris, into the Bermuda Triangle of offshore banking and fiscal paradises, the non-renewable resource wealth of Gabon for decades. And they've left most Gabonese living at the poverty level. So he should have a regret about that. But there's other terrible things he did that he might be willing to assume his regret for failing to develop his country.
Douglas, talking about some of the terrible things, he called for the renunciation of vengeance in order to enable the country write its next history with harmony and humanity, promising never to pose any threat or trouble during the country's transition process. Is this genuine in your view?
He has absolutely no capacity to pose any threat whatsoever. The current transitional president was the head of the Republican Guard, these Red Berets. I don't imagine what he thinks he could do to threaten the transition in Gabon. So perhaps there's something behind the scenes, but I've been also trying to follow behind the scenes, and he's just simply out.
So you think this is offering an olive branch to the transitional government?
Yeah, and also as someone who was the ruler of the country, he also probably feels like a lot of people who have been ousted, like he could have something to contribute to governing in Gabon. He had connections, you know, the party was installed everywhere. So perhaps also he is very deluded. Many leaders believe that their country couldn't survive without them. But if you were to imagine him with a political career, presenting himself in a genuine election, because elections are foreseen to occur in August of next year, the people vomited Ali Bongo out. He has no future whatsoever in a democratic government.